The NCAA men's basketball tournament had its first weekend, and as always, there were upsets, near upsets, and memorable finishes. All four top seeds have advanced to the Sweet 16, but some other favorites were not as lucky. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning, John.
Morning, Bob.
How seriously did the NCAA consider postponing because of the war in Iraq?
I think once Miles Brand, the president of the NCAA, had spoken with Tom Ridge, the director of Homeland Security, and felt that there was no reason in terms of security not to play, there was no doubt that the games would be played. I mean, first of all, it would have been a logistical nightmare to postpone, but I think more important, there was the sense that everyone in the country wanted to see normalcy going on even after the war had started, and most important, that historically, those overseas fighting in wars in the past and in the present have always expressed the notion that they want to see games going on while they're overseas.
What was the weekend's biggest upset?
Well, there's no question that Butler, as a number 12 seed, getting to the Sweet 16 is the biggest upset and the best story, because they come out of one of the smaller leagues, the so-called mid-majors. They were seeded as one of the last two teams into the field, and over the weekend they beat both Mississippi State and, I'm sorry to bring it up, Bob, Louisville, the number four seed yesterday, to get into the round of 16. They're the only team left that isn't considered from a power conference.
So there's Cinderella.
Butler is definitely the team, if you like Cinderella stories, that you'll be pulling for. They have to play top-seeded Oklahoma in the Eastern Regional this weekend, so it will be tough for them to go further. But for them, making the Sweet 16 is like a power team making the Final Four.
Gonzaga almost got there.
Oh, God. That was one of the best basketball games I've ever seen, their second-round game against Arizona, top seed. It went double overtime. Each team had chances to win. It was a remarkable basketball game. I have to say, though, if you were watching on television, that game made us all aware of what else was going on, because at the end of each period, they would switch over CBS to Dan Rather with a war update, and it was jarring to see this spectacular basketball game going on amidst the tragedy going on overseas.
And the defending champions slipped by, too.
Yeah, Maryland slipped by is a generous term for them, thanks to one of those miracle finishes that we see in college basketball.
So all four number one seeds are still alive. Are they going to go all the way to New Orleans?
There have never been four number one seeds in the Final Four. I don't think it will happen this year. You still have to favor Arizona and Kentucky in the Midwest and the West to meet each other eventually in the semifinals. But I think the East and the South are really still wide open. Even though Oklahoma and Texas are still playing, Maryland still has a great chance. Syracuse in the East, and those two brackets, the East and the South, are wide open.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, author of The Punch, One Night, Two Lives, and The Fight That Changed Basketball Forever.